what was very impressively was that everyone in the first row do singing. Everyone stands before to the microphone, mostly together, have a part singing while they're playing the music. The question is, I remember Grim Fairy Tales. Is there any song, maybe any blues song, could told while one after each other do telling a little part of a tale? And here is an answer.
Wow, that's an interesting question. You mean that each one of the singers would take the story forward or tell a different angle on the same story?
Yeah, of course.
It's the one story. Yeah. Four singers would approach it in their own ways. It's an interesting idea. The Beatles did something like it, didn't they? On the, was it Abbey Road or the White Album? I can't remember. Where they kind of, they did something of the sort. And I think towards the end of their work together, Lennon and McCartney often started a song apart from each other and then brought the composite bits together and see if they worked together. But I think that's a fantastic idea. I think it could easily happen, yes. And if we just said to each other, right, here's a kind of story situation, and but you've got to write it in blues style, then we could go away and write different ones. But what might happen is when we came together and to teach each other the songs, it might be that different people would say, well, your song doesn't quite work. What you need to do is change it in this way. And so in the end, you might actually wind up with four group compositions, or compositions which were not the work of one person only, but any two people or three people from the pool of four. But it certainly could happen. If we do it on our next album, we won't have to pay you any money, will we?
No. No regrets.
I think it's a fantastic idea. You never know. You might see it one day on a blues band album.
I hope so.
I tell you this, though. I don't think it would be like the Grimm's Fairy Tales, because personally I have a thing about, you know, fairy tales. I think we want something which is more like real life, because the blues is often or usually distinguished by its relevance to people's real lives. Sometimes, especially now in the modern age, people write songs about prosperity, wealth, the stock market, mobile phones, and stuff like that. But it's always about real life in one way or another. And I somehow don't feel that the Grimm's Fairy Tales will be right, or the, you know, 1001 Nights, Arabian Nights, or whatever it was. Now, I think these would have to be sort of down, dirty, real life.